George Atkinson, a member of the Raiders first Super Bowl, Super Bowl 11, joins us on Fox Sports Radio. George, sorry for your loss. Thanks for joining us.
Man, a tragic loss. You know, one that the football world will definitely miss. I mean, he's a man that made major contributions to the world of pro football, JT. A guy been around for a long time.
Well, George, you introduced me to Mr. Davis the first time I ever met him, and I can't thank you enough for that. I wanted to have you on to talk about Mr. Davis's legacy when it came to diversity, especially the early years of recruiting the small black colleges in the South and how you became aware of them.
You know, his efforts will stand forever when it comes to what he did for minority players as far as pro football is concerned. You know, I saw a number of historical events happened as a direct result of Mr. Davis's efforts, and one starting with going way back to USC days when Willie Wood, the great safety for the Packers, came to USC. Mr. Davis put him as a black quarterback, and that was unheard of during that time. That was early, I think, late 50s, early 60s. And then the drafting of Elridge Dickey, 1968, as a quarterback, black quarterback in the league at that time, that was unheard of. That was a precedence, and that was the same year that we drafted Kenny Stabler, too. It was Dickey, one, and Dickey coming out of a small black school in Tennessee State, and nobody believed that that could ever happen at that time. And his legacy just goes on and on. You know, first black coach in modern-day history with Art Shell and, you know, hiring minorities throughout his organization has been just as his impact is tremendous when it comes to pro sports. Plus, you know what's interesting, JT? His biography is going to be one that reads like, oh, man, it's historic. It's going to be an interesting, probably one of the most interesting biographies ever when it comes to a man who made a contribution to the world that he loved, which was football.
Yeah, and I think he made a lot of contributions outside of football when you take a look at what he did in sports in general. George Atkinson is our guest. George, what about some of the difficult times in players' lives when a player might have been going through a rough patch, not only on the field but off the field? What was it like dealing with Mr. Davis, the teammates of yours, when you felt like you needed a father figure or someone who could talk to you when you could talk back to him when times weren't as smooth as you planned it out to be?
You could always call the office and get to Mr. Davis through Terry Fudgy, who's been with him forever. He would always get back to you, and if there was anything that was needed, I mean, he was there for guys, and he was there right till the end for guys. I mean, you know, made major contributions to me and my family, and I can't say enough about him. And there are other guys I can go on and on and on. You know, where he has stepped in and helped guys when they needed it. And that comes out of just his respect for the guys who played for him. And sometimes even guys who didn't play for him. He had a love for athletes and players. And that's what his thing was about, man. Once you were in his inner circle, as you well know, JT, and once you were there, he's loyal to you until the end. You would have to break that bond, not him.
George Atkinson is our guest, Raider legend, Super Bowl 11. George, I was talking to my wife about you on Saturday when I heard the news because your twins are freshmen at Notre Dame. And what was the emotion like for you finding out the news of the passing of your boss and good friend Al Davis, and then later on in the day your son rushes for a touchdown for Notre Dame? That must have been the ultimate high and the ultimate low in one day, George.
Yes, it was. And, you know, he called and talked to me afterwards, and we were talking about Al Davis. He said, "Dad, you know, I'm going to call Mark and tell him that touchdown was for Mr. Davis." And I think he called Mark and said that. But, yeah, I mean, you're right, high and low during that day. But mostly, even though my son scored a touchdown, that was great. It was mostly to the low side because, you know, the death of Mr. Davis touches me because, I mean, he was in my life for so long, and a lot of things that he did for me that, you know, I can't ever forget in life. I mean, he was just a special person as far as my life is concerned, and a lot of other people, JT.
George Atkinson joins us as we wrap it up. George, I talked to Jim Plunkett about a half hour ago, his will to win. You played on so many great Raider teams that were knocking on the door and couldn't win the Super Bowl, couldn't get out of that championship game where you played some of the greatest games and you were, I think, on the better team in some of those games. What was it like the night you won the Super Bowl in Pasadena, those one-on-one moments with Mr. Davis when he finally knocked the door down?
Oh, man, it was wow because, like you said, I mean, we've been there so many times, and we did have great teams. But that night, after we won the Super Bowl, to answer your question, it was wow. And, you know, he gave his little spiel. We had a Super Bowl party afterwards, and that's what he gave us. You know, he congratulated us and in the locker room also. But, you know, hey, it was just something special, JT. You know, it's a feeling, if you could bottle it, man, you could market it, and a lot of people could benefit from it, right? But it's just a feeling that it's hard to explain. It's a number of mixed emotions that go through you at that time because, you know, you've reached the pinnacle of what you set out to do. And for Mr. Davis, we were definitely happy for him because, you know, he put the team together and he hung with us through adversity after adversity. And he deserved that first Super Bowl we gave him, in Super Bowl 11.
Hey, George, finally, you play such a big role within the franchise today, but it's the first Monday you go to work without Al Davis being there physically. You know that he'll be with this organization forever. But you must be very confident moving forward with Mark Davis's son and the way Mr. Davis, who was a stickler for detail, set up the organization after his passing.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you know, he's a smart man. He's a smart man all the way through. And, you know, Mark Davis is ready for, you know, the challenges ahead for him. He's been around this franchise all his life. He's seen the ins and outs of it. He's experienced everything that this franchise has experienced through its years. So he's familiar with what has gone on here. So I think he'll step in and do a fantastic job and continue to carry his father's legacy further on into the future. And I think he'll do a good job, JT.
No doubt about it. George, thanks for the time. I know you had a very emotional weekend. I'll see you this week.
You got it, my friend.